Hello, I'm Scott Nickrens, music director at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, and you're listening to The Concert from GardnerMuseum.org. Join me in the museum's tapestry room as we listen to some outstanding live performances you won't hear anywhere else.
This week's episode of The Concert, number 8, is called Mozart, Not Just a Prodigy. Because Mozart wrote and played music so well from such an early age, there is a commonly held view that he always composed with extraordinary ease, that his works were the product of a sort of divine inspiration. But scholars now realize that while Mozart did write extraordinary music, it was not always so simple for him. The first piece on the program today is Mozart's String Quartet No. 14, Spring, played by the Borromeo String Quartet. Spring was the first of a set of 6 string quartets Mozart dedicated to Haydn, probably in honor of the set of quartets Haydn had just written himself. In the dedication of Mozart's quartets, however, he calls them the fruits of a long and laborious endeavor. This quartet, characterized by adventurous chromaticism and intricate fugal textures, was not a simple thing for Mozart to write. Neither, apparently, were the flute concertos. Second on the program, we'll hear Mozart's second flute concerto, played by flutist Paula Robeson and the Gardner Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Douglas Boyd. Around 1778, Mozart was commissioned to write 3 flute concertos by a surgeon and amateur flutist named Ferdinand de Jean. Perhaps it was a difficulty finding the time and quiet to compose, or the excitement of his new romantic interest, but he had a hard time completing this commission. In the end, his second flute concerto ended up being a reworking of his earlier concerto for oboe. But the resulting piece was so beautiful and so perfect for the flute that neither de Jean nor anyone else discovered that the piece had been taken from the oboe concerto until 1952. In both the string quartet and the concerto, though they were maybe harder pieces for Mozart to write, the time spent perfecting them seems to have paid off. Both are now considered masterpieces of the repertoire. First, we'll hear Mozart's String Quartet No. 14 in G major. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Concert. We're proud to share these podcasts with you under a music sharing license from Creative Commons. You'll find more information on the music you've heard on our website at gardnermuseum.org, along with schedules of our upcoming concerts, where you can hear more great live music almost every Sunday from September through May here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston.